This is episode number 2489 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 24th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jamie Foxx is back.
He's back.
Or is he?
Hmm.
On Friday night, he posted a video on Instagram basically saying he's back, thanking family and fans for their support. He still didn't say what was wrong with him.
No, I don't think he's ever going to say what was wrong with him.
So here's what we do know.
Hmm.
Or was he AI?
Was it? Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, wow.
So anyway, Here's what we do know. He was hospitalized in April with an emergency medical condition.
Right.
Sounds like it was life and death.
Yeah.
He's been treated at a clinic in Chicago specializing in stroke recovery. He did mention tubes running out of him. He's not paralyzed or blind.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So
at least his AI is not paralyzed or blind.
And he was saying that he knows people have been asking. He just didn't want people to see him like that. He wanted people to see him laughing and having fun.
Partying.
Doing his thing. So he didn't say anything.
Making movies.
But you know what,
making
Jamie
Foxx?
That would have humanized you.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
So he seems like he did say he went to hell and back.
Yeah, well, if he's back, I think he sounds pretty good from what I've heard.
And he said his legs are working.
Okay. All right. Well, we've seen him out and about.
So he seems like he was speaking candidly in the video. He stuttered a bit here and there.
Yeah.
But says he's been cleared to work. He does look a little thin in the face.
Yeah.
But Jamie's coming back.
Now, so, okay. This is like got me all peaked up because, you know, I love Jamie Foxx. And I wish that he would come clean with what happened, I guess. It's not really... In one way, I'm torn because it's not really our right to know if he doesn't want to share.
Right, I mean, it's true.
And but yet, we own his ass. Do we not own his ass? I'm just going to put that out there. Celebrities, we own your ass, okay? You put it out there. You're famous. You're like all over the place, and this is a two-way street, man. Two-way street.
Two-way
street.
We
need to know what's going on.
Dude.
This is not a one-sided relationship.
That's right.
No. No, I'm serious, though. I hope he's better, and I hope his family's good. That must have been a scare, whatever it was. I mean, we can only speculate what it was. We're going to probably be wrong. We're never going to know.
He did say his family was amazing.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Yeah.
He said they kept it under wraps. They didn't, let anything out.
Well, let me tell you, I think people were like climbing the wall at his house trying to see if they could find anything out. It's interesting. What I saw of him, he looked like, you know, he was talking just fine. So
yeah.
If he had some sort of mini stroke or something like that, it doesn't look like he's had any side effects. Him having being at the stroke center so long for recovery. So that kind of is like there was something. I mean, I don't know what
it
all. Maybe
something.
Maybe he had an aneurysm. Survived it. Who knows? When
Maybe.
You talk about tubes, I mean, that's also something that could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
You're not
I'm
a
not
doctor?
Even a lawyer. I'm neither of those. But I have to know when people are like, you know, there's only a few things that you can come back from like that, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a heart attack, you know, maybe. But I think
I
we would have seen
I
him
don't think
sooner
it was a heart attack.
Than 3 or 4 months. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The heart heals pretty good quickly. So, yeah, and he doesn't look like he had any, you know, procedures on his face. So, you know, there's that. He didn't get a botched, you know, face job.
No, it wasn't anything like that.
No, it was totally health. And so he's on the mend. We can't wait to see you back on the screen there as soon as the strike's over, Jamie.
Lamar Odom is expanding his business portfolio.
Wow, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yep. His newest venture aims to find affordable living for seniors in California.
Okay, that's nice.
Which that is good.
You know?
Yeah.
Is he going to try and legalize prostitution and pretty good place to leave some seniors that could actually make some money on the side?
You're...
Sorry. My bad. Lamar Odom jokes. What can I say?
Sometimes I just want to reach across there and slap you. Slap you silly. All right,
fine.
Lamar is partnering with Regency Palm Senior Living in Oxnard in Long Beach to start Odom Senior Care.
Wow.
His inspiration is his 96-year-old grandmother, Florence.
Okay.
Who now lives alone in the same Bronx apartment she's called home for a whopping 70 years.
Wow, since she
70
was
years in the
26.
Same Bronx apartment.
Wow. She's got rent control, so she's in pretty good shape. Oh, by the way, her grandson is Lamar Odom, who has a bunch of money.
So he decided to get into the senior living business as a way to help folks after running into some obstacles earlier this year while trying to find a new home for grandma.
Ah, okay. All right. I'm with
and
you.
And so the there is a whole little story about it. Now, I'll give him that. It's seniors fall through the cracks, right and left, left and right, because with affordable housing health care.
Well,
and
assisted living, I don't think is what you could term affordable.
No.
From everything that I've heard about it.
But it sounds like he's trying to make it that way.
I'm telling you.
And it's still
I'm all for
not
that.
Affordable.
Because my kids won't be able to afford to put me in assisted living. I can't afford to put my parents in assisted living.
Nope.
So, yeah.
But we knew something had to change when I was at the home because people who live in assisted living still have old money.
Those do now, but there won't be
right.
when they get to
and
our
so
generation.
What will they have? When it's our generation, there'll
what
be tattoos, there'll be pot smoking.
Yeah.
You know, Bruno Mars is playing on the
I'm talking
you know,
about
over the
good
speakers.
Stuff. I'm talking about good stuff. We're all playing video games.
Yeah,
you're on some GTA. Yeah, all right, I'm good.
We're playing some Eminem.
We're having a good
Led
time.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but we can't afford to live there, so that's just a pipe.
Right.
Dream.
So they're going to have to restructure
so nice.
This whole price thing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so if that's what he's doing, good on him.
Good on him.
So, you know, as for Grandmama, he's still working to find a new place. He admits it's an uphill battle
because
she does not want to leave, which is usually the problem.
Oh, sure, of course, yeah.
She's digging in her heels. After 70 years, I'd probably dig in my heels,
too. She's 96.
Too.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say yay or nay.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. There you go.
You can hire people to go in.
Yeah, that's true.
She's happy.
Yeah,
leave
that's
her
true.
Alone.
Yeah. Lamar. Well, but if that has sparked him and given him the inspiration to try and work something out in the senior living business, well, good for him.
Yeah.
And of course, I think he's clean now. I hope he's clean. I think
he's
clean.
That's the rumor.
Anyway. Hey, with our apologies to Chloe, because, you know, Chloe, she gave him a chance. And also to Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.